So the Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis continues the discussion that where it left off regarding the various opinions, mainly fitting in our Mishnah with Rav Yehuda, and then it goes on to actually digress for a minute to discuss Avos and Todos of Shabbos regarding certain actions such as Choresh and Zoreya, Machlokas Rabbah and Rav Yosef, and then actually leads into Shvius within those actions, and then it goes back to our topic at hand with the Mishnah of Beis HaShlachin. So we'll start with the second Tosos. Tosos Dir Maskel Kolcho Dir Rav Meir DeMekel. So Tosos says, Vim Tomer of listening Shelo Yatzu B'Tchila. So why, if you want to say that you could teach the opinion that an old Mayan, an existing spring, does not work, Lo Dicha Kolcho Dir Rav Meir Dir Rav Yehuda DeMachmir, to teach you how Machmir Rav Yehuda is, because we know Rav Meir is super Mekel, Kolcho De Heter Adif. So the Tosos points out a concept that comes up throughout Shas, the beginning of Beitza also, that the koach of a heter, of being mekel, is a more chiddush, meaning it's more unique and more, I guess you could say, difficult to have a good kula than it is to have a good chumrah. Because it's easy to be machmir, but to prove a kula is more difficult. So next Tosos, Dir Maskel Mishum Mai Masrinan. So we have a machlokas here, between Rava and Rav Yosef, what are we warning for? We know that in order for a malacha that's done on Shabbos to be punishable, it has to have proper hasra. So Tosos defines the hasra for this. This really comes up in Sanhedrin. So de'ein adam loke v'lo nerag al basra shemasriyan bo lo tasa hachisura. That one can't get malkos or be killed through hasra, only through hasra. Meaning they'll say, don't do this isra, don't do this av malacha, or don't do this told the malacha. But you can't just say, you can't do this on Shabbos, that's not specific enough. Kinafkinan bis Sanhedrin Mikra, we learned these from Psukim that are brought down in Sanhedrin. Tzarech lefari sham ha iser behedya. You have to explicitly state what iser they're violating. You can't just say, oh, you can't do that on Shabbos. You have to actually know what melacha is being done, whether it's an av or a tolda. Next, Tosos dira maskel ka mirifoi ara. So so when you have the machloktin rabba and Rav Yosef, so Rabba says that the goal in mind here is to soften the earth when you're weeding or when you are when you're digging, when you're plowing. So Toso says the baser ikar malachas linan v'dom malachorish, that the primary malacha here is chorish. The Rav Yosef afagav the ikar malacha dom malachorish machshevas hanefesh lav the rifoy ara. So Rav Yosef says, yeah, maybe the actual malacha that you see being done looks most like chorish, but the person's machshava, the person's intent, is not at all to be choresh, not to soften the land. V'hachi pligi, derava savar lebasar hamaseh madminan la, v'lo achar hamachshava. And this is what the machlokas Rabba, Rav Yosef, is based on. Because according to Rabba, he holds that it's based on the actual maisa, based on the action, and we don't take the machshava into account. And here, the action is, you know, you're plowing and you're softening the earth. Rav Yosef savar basar machshava azlinan. D'havi ikar v'lo azlinan basar hadimion. Rav Yosef holds, no, it's what's the goal? The goal is not to soften the earth. The goal is to actually promote growth of the plant by ripping out the weeds. That's Zoreya. So we go after Machshava and not after the actual action. Tosos dir maslo v'tzarech le'etzim. So what about in a case where when you're pruning something and you also want the wood that comes from that action? So the Gemara says that you could be chayv to chatos. So says Tosos Amal im ein sarach leitzim lo namar bo dechayv mishum katsira de lo dami leketsira. But if you don't actually need the wood, you can care less about the wood. So then you're not chayv for katsira, for reaping, because that's not what katsira is. The kotsrin lemaychal omidei shetzrich leiza davar kagon refua v'chutzbin. Because when you do katsira, you're doing it for a purpose, whether it's for food, it could be for firewood, for refua. V'i lav shekotzin l'sorach gufo pater de lo machayv afilu mishum tolda de tolda tzarach shetei dami l'av malacha. So therefore, if you're not doing it for the gufo, for the mat, for the actual need of the wood, so then you're not chayv even for a tolda, because a tolda has to be similar to the av malacha. And if you're just being, it's mekalkel, you'll throw out the wood, you don't want it at all, that's not even a tolda of the av malacha, certainly not the av malacha itself. Have a wonderful Shabbos.